Bibles to St. Matthew. We got quite a bit of scriptures. This really scripture references I'm just going to relate to. Probably won't elaborate a whole lot on all of them. Just kind of talk about it here and there. I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to St. Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 6. St. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. And we want to talk about he that hungers and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So we want to talk about tonight. We need to fill our mind with more than just food and thought of other things. We need that hunger and thirst after righteousness. If you're not hungry for anything, you're not going to eat. Most people, they're not hungry. They don't eat, or they just force themselves to eat something. They really don't want it. He that hunger and thirst, the Bible says you have to hunger and thirst after righteousness before you can even be filled. Because God is not going to throw his word on you. He's not going to throw the things of God up on you. Amen? That makes sense? Amen. The Lord said that, in other words, even when people come to him for us being saved, he said, whosoever will, let him come. God is not going to pull nobody and say, you better come on here and be saved. God just don't work that way. And I'm so glad he doesn't work that way, because we would look at him as a hard taskmaster. And when somebody is made to do something, you resist force. Anybody that is made to do anything, you actually resist force. Can I get amen? Amen. Nobody wants somebody telling them and making them do anything. Amen. And even great as God is, he doesn't make you do anything like that. He sends his word out there for people to get saved, and whosoever will, he said, let him come. Amen? Because if it's done that way, you have a more chance on stand with God than you would if somebody made you come and serve God. Amen? So, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Let's read chapter 5 of St. Matthew, verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. It said, blessed, happy are you. It's a good thing about you, what it said, when you do hunger and thirst after righteousness, it said, for they shall be filled. Amen? In other words, a hunger is it's an appetite. It's a craving. You're hungry. You're spiritually hungry. Amen? It means when you're hungry, that means you don't have what you need, so you're hungering for it. You're lacking, amen, the things that you need. There's a lack. Hunger means an emptiness. There's an emptiness. There's a need. There's a want. There's a craving. Amen? There's a desire for something. Amen? And a lot of times people, they think they desire another husband or a wife, or they think they desire a home or a car. They think they desire all these material things. Yeah, they may want those things, but really, if that hunger is not fulfilled here, if they get those things, they still going to be desiring other things. Amen. The Lord is the only one to satisfy. And I found that out. Amen. God is the only one. When you get him on the inside like he's supposed to be, he's going to be number one. And that's why he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, I'll add these other things unto you, because he knows that if you get the other things before you really get him like you need it, you are not going to be satisfied. You're going to keep on looking. You're going to keep on being in life. You're going to keep being empty. Amen. And people think, well, I just need a companion. I just need this, and I just need that. Yeah, we may need that, but if you haven't got that fulfillment on the inside of you, after you get that husband and wife, if you're not satisfied on the inside, you're going to keep on looking. Amen. So he that hunger, blessed are they which do hunger, have an appetite for the Lord. That's really what it's saying. Blessed are you when you have an appetite for the Lord. Amen. And there come a time in your life and a time in my life, even after you hunger and thirst and you're born again and of the water and spirit and you get saved, you walk for a pace of time, and after a while you have desired something deeper in God. That's when you know you're growing. If you're just sitting there and you just at a standstill, not hungering more after God, and you just stay to stand still, you'll get bored. And some people end up not really walking with God. Your hunger should increase all the time for the things of God. And only reason it won't increase for the things of God, if something else is taking your hunger. If something else is taking your hunger, amen. Just say you, this one lady, I guess, you know, she just wasn't thinking. I guess that's the way she does. She was sitting up out there with me at the desk, and she was eating all this, some kind of crumb cake or something. And she said she hadn't ate that morning. She just crumbling it all in her mouth, saying, "Do you want some of this?" I said, "Oh, no. I don't want anything. I said, eat a little something before I leave, and I'll wait till lunchtime." I said, "That would mess my appetite up. You're going to stick sweets all in your mouth all in the morning." Then later on, she's talking about she feels so sick. I said, "Well, I guess she do." Then you turn around and do it again. So, you know, some things will take your appetite. That's what I'm trying to say. Because certain things in life can take your appetite where you do not have a hunger for the things of God. You got to check your list and say, what's taking my appetite that I don't have a desire to talk to God like I need to talk to God in prayer? What's taking my appetite that I don't read the word of God? And we all can say, well, I'm busy, this and that and the other, but we need to take time. We know we got to take time. It's a must. We have to take time for the things of the Lord. Not only when you get to church, in your own private time. That's how you stay strong. That's how you stay, amen, on top of things. In your private time, that's your time, your maintenance time. Coming to church and getting something on Sundays and Wednesdays, that's just extra. But the real maintenance that you'll be stronger with is your maintenance when you do it at home. Amen. Because what you hear at church and what you see at, hear at church and see at church, amen, you might lose it the next few minutes. Soon as you go out the door, before you go out the door. But what you do at behind closed doors for your maintenance and your prayer and you're reading the word and giving God some time, that's what's going to uphold you and cause you to develop and become strong. Amen. And increase your appetite on the same token. Amen. He that hunger and thirst at the righteousness shall be filled. For the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against thee. Because if that word is getting down in you and you abiding in the word, when the devil come your way with something, he will not be able to blow you over so quick because you're going to think about it. That word will come out. I don't want to do anything to offend the Lord. I don't want to do anything to get out the will of the Lord. But if you're not feeding your spirit man, anything come your way, it can overcome you. If you don't think about what's going on. Amen. All right, then. 1 Peter 2 and 2. It says, wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, As newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Verse 2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Lord wants us to desire his word. When you desire this word, you're not just going to say, I desire the word of the Lord. I love the word of the Lord. You're going to read the word of the Lord. Amen? You're not going to say, I desire the things of God. You're going to find yourself putting it in action. Because it really won't do no good for you until you put it in action. You got to take application with the word. Amen? Just like you're at school, you're going to a school, or you're getting, you cannot get anything. I don't care how much you tell the teacher you're going to study. You take all these people, take all these notes and don't do nothing with them. And you can do that in school, you can do that in church. And then you just wrote something on the paper. You later on, you don't remember where you wrote or nothing else. That's not taking application. That's not the proper way you take application. Amen. If you take an application, it's like something. They give you instructions on your job, and you know you're instructed a certain way to do a job. Yeah, I tell you one thing, you ain't going to be stupid on your not to take application there because you know you won't have a job. Amen. You're going to take application how it's supposed to go, how it's supposed to be. Amen. I was calling someplace today. I was trying to call great times to try to get an understanding what all they, you know, if they had any packages or anything. And you know, the lady, she was talking, I know she probably was real big, she was talking real fast and stuff, and I was letting her know. I said, yeah, I'm trying to write this down to kind of let her know, because she was just going so fast. I wanted to have some kind of ideas what she was saying. I was trying to write down stuff. And you got to take application, or is she, all that she said, I would forget the next few minutes. She was just going too fast for me. Amen? So you got to take application, not just writing it down, but you're walking in that word. Amen? Because the Lord knows when you actually get it down to your heart. It's get down to your heart. Amen? Then there come a test or a trial. There comes something, and if that word is not there, amen, the devil going to beat you down and beat me down. Amen? Just like I was saying, how thoughts sometimes, thoughts can just flood our mind. Amen? For one thought coming, another thought. Amen? But sometimes there's sometimes a repetition of the same thought. Amen? Glory to God. Glory. And we have to realize that the Lord has something to say in his word about everything. Glory to God. The Lord said, but the weapon of our warfare was not carnal. You can't fight stuff like that with natural. Some people go all day long. They go to the psychiatrist and everything. I'm having trouble with my mind. I can't sleep. And they don't do nothing but giving pills, but they never can set them free, because they don't know there's a number of spirits that's coming, invading us, attacking our mind. Not only your body being under attack, your mind could be under attack. Where you just constantly can't throw stuff off, can't throw it off. When it gets like that, you need help. I need help. Amen. And if you know what the words say, you know the Lord said, let this mind be in me, which was also the Lord. I need you to, God, speak peace to my thoughts, speak peace to my mind. I pull down, taking authority, speaking out. I pull down stronghold. You won't know to do that if you don't know what's in the word. You can take authority over thoughts in your mind that have overwhelmed you. They are overwhelming to you that you can't handle. But I say, I rebuke every thought in the name. Somebody say, well, it won't go. You keep on rebuking and believe that it's going. And God will come by and counsel your mind. Amen. He's a wonderful counselor. And a mighty God, and he's a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, and he's the what? Prince of Peace. Nobody can give you peace like the Lord. He's the prince, he's the one that invented peace, amen? If you say, he's the Prince of Peace. And he said, I will keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind has stayed upon me. I was talking to the Lord about something. I think, girl, I was just talking. Sometimes that's what I do. I don't always, you know, be in a position down on my knees praying. I do pray, but sometimes just going through the house, I'm talking to the Lord, you know, especially something hit my mind and stuff, you know, something that I'm uncomfortable with or something that I just don't talk to the Lord about. And I was talking to the Lord about this one person out there that they have kind of working with me, and I see that, and I really don't care for that. I don't care for some things. I said, Lord, show me how to interact or how to relate here. Show me what to do but I really rather if you would move that. I don't like to be around people, amen, they're in body but they're not there. It's like a vagueness. I don't care to be around that. Because, you know, being around something like that all the time can have effect on you if you don't bind it up before you get around. Being around people that got mind disorders and stuff, that can have effect on you if you run down on the regular. Amen. You here in body, but you ain't here. And I said, Lord, they know about vagueness. Vagueness is uncertainness. It's something weird for us. I'm because it's a spirit. It's a demon. And people live, they learn to live like that. They think it's normal. It's not normal. And you can just feel it sometimes. Old vague spirit. And I say, I know that's the devil. You know, if I didn't know no better, you custom yourself to that. I don't custom myself to that. And you go get the bad spirits or whatever you have to do, you do it. Amen? We got to make sure that we ain't floating around here on the cloud. Because the devil have you floating around here on the cloud in thoughts and stuff. And you being your own world. Amen. Amen. So it said, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy, laying aside all malice, that means spitefulness, ill will feelings, evil, desiring to harm, to cause harm to other people. That's what malice means. All guile, cunning and crafty deceitfulness, trickery, deception, dishonest, all that is of the devil. Say, land that stuff aside. Get that stuff out your way. Because if you don't get this stuff out your way, you can't desire the sincere work or the milk of the Lord. You got hindrances in your way. Amen? That's why I say, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. But if you not hungry for the things of God, you don't have an appetite for the things of God, you got to look and say, what is taking my appetite? This is like a person don't eat food and stuff, and they just wither on away from here. And you're like, well, I don't have no appetite. Something might be taking their appetite. It could be a sickness. It could be anything that's taking their appetite where they have no appetite to eat. Amen? So the Bible says, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness, and in other words, you're hungering and thirsting after the good things, after right standing with God. In other words, I'm desiring to please the Lord. That should be everybody's testimony all over the world that's believers. I am desiring. I am striving. I am not perfect. I don't cross every T. I don't dot every I all the time. But my desire and my aim is not to please you and you and you. My aim and desire is to please the Lord. Amen. You have to say, Lord, sometimes I don't hit it always the right way. I don't say it always right, but my aim is desiring to please you. In the book of Deuteronomy. Anybody getting anything out of this? Deuteronomy, the chapter 8 and verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And it reads like this. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know. So the Lord, he fed the children of Israel with manna, amen, that they didn't know anything about. Amen. He allowed them to. In other words, to hunger. He allowed them to be without until he fed them. Amen. God would allow some things to come in your life so you can look to the hills and really come from which come of your help. Amen. That's sometimes that's the only way way he can get a hold of some people, get a hold of some of our attention, allow us to have need, to suffer need, so we can look to him. Amen. It said, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee to know that man do not live by bread alone. God knows how to get this world's attention. God knows how to get our attention. Amen. When we get in a place where we can't do anything about a situation and thing, amen, that's sometimes that's when people start looking to the Lord, but the Lord wants them to look to him all the time. And it said, by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord do man live. The Lord let us know that we can't live by bread alone. We can't live by natural substance down here on earth. In other words, that's not going to keep your soul alive. Just the natural things, what's going to keep your soul alive is the Lord. And his word. And you living by his word. And his commandments. That's what's going to keep us alive. See, people don't, you know, they just think, well, you just get saved. You know, somebody just say, be born again, get saved. You know, and that's the way I used to understand it, too, when I first got saved. I just remember you're supposed to get saved. You're supposed to speak in tongues. You're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do that. But as I keep walking with the Lord, I see why more and more, why it's important to be saved. It's not just for that only. It's for him to develop you and show you his ways and you become like him. He said, be holy as I'm holy. Amen. Be like me. You begin to learn to be like the Lord, like he wants you to be. And you begin to live, be able to have a better life down here on earth. And then you get to go to heaven. Amen. Ain't no sense of living down here in a bad way down here and turn around and leaving out of here in a bad way and going to an awful place. Amen. Some people might say, well, I wasn't born. My parents wasn't saved. I don't know about being born. God, thank God that you are saved. Thank God not that he wants your parents to go to hell or nothing like that, but thank God that you are saved, that he came into your life and where you can shine your life where others will be saved. Amen. Okay, a couple more scriptures and we're going to be done. Matthew, John. All right, we want to turn to St. John chapter 4. St. John chapter 4 and verse 13 and 14. And it reads like this. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto him everlasting life. Amen. That's one of our scriptures right there. I was thinking about when I read that on there. The Well Ministries, for the Lord gave us that name, the Well Ministry. God's word will spring up in us a well of life forever. It said for everlasting. Amen. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness. When you're hungering, you're desiring, you have a lack, you have need, you're craving for something, and you need to be fulfilled with God's word. Amen. And he that thirsts after right thirst. How many knows what it feels to be thirsty? You can just raise your hand. Knows that when you're thirsty, you got to get something to drink. Amen. You're very thirsty. That means you're dry. And you have to get. And so a lot of God's people are dry. They're just dry bones. Like Ezekiel said, in the valley of this dry bones, because they have not nurtured them bones. Amen. In the Lord. The Lord is one who lubricates us. He lubricates us, and we don't. You can get up and eat every day. You can get up, put your clothes on every day. You can get up and go to work every day. You can do all those things in the natural. But if you don't stay some kind of lubrication with the Lord, you're going to get dry in him. Dry in the spirit. Dry bones. Amen? So you get dry, and you'll get so dry, you'll be just like a thirsty person. And you'll be trying to fulfill your thirst with everything else. But all you need is just come to the Lord. Amen. And let him fulfill you. Amen. Amen. It's like a lifeline. Amen. You want to keep the lifeline flowing. You want to keep his word flowing in your spirit and your soul. You want to keep him in your thoughts. You want to listen to the word. You want to keep connected with him where his flow would just flow all through you. Amen. And bring that life, because that's when we really live, when the Lord brings the life into us. Other than that, we are not really good people to be around, most of us. Most of us, our personality, some people, they're nice smiling and happy all the time. Most people today are not like that. They're mean, evil, hard to get along. They really don't really care to even be like that they self. But God makes you sweet. Amen. God can make you sweet when other things make you, you know, not feel good. Because since you get through paying one bill, there go another one. Since you get through doing this, there go another one. Life yourself can just not be good. Amen. But the Lord comes and make us sweet. Amen. He makes us sweet. That's why when he makes us sweet, when he make you sweet, amen, you don't want to be around all that drab. That's what some people, that's evil, mean, and hard to get along with. Amen. So, you know, some people so mean, they wear it on their face all the time. Amen. If they was able to smile, it'd probably break their whole face. Amen. So, Tam, I seen the one lady, I a bit more don't know her. I said, I looked at her, I said, Lord, I hope I don't be walking around looking like that. You know, because you don't know what people are going. Some people be the excuse. You just don't know, honey, the trouble I see. You just don't know. I got all kind of aches and pain. You don't know. Some people are so mean, boy. You would never want to catch them walking in the alley, boy. Anybody try to do anything to them, they going to win. Amen. Let's get a dog away. Amen. Me, lady looks over so mean. She was getting her stuff out of the car and something. And I said, Lord, I pray that I don't be looking like that. Because you don't know sometimes how you be looking. I said, Lord, I hope I don't have that demeanor. My face looking like that. That's rough. Yep. So. The Lord will make you sweet. He'll put a smile on your face. Amen. Life, like I said, can be rough. Amen. How we handle it makes it even rougher. Amen. God's the one that helps us. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus. Some people think, I don't care how big a bishop you are. I don't care how evangelist you are. I don't care what you are. Somebody rub you the wrong way, you're going to see something else. Amen. Amen. You want to see Jesus. I tell the Lord, and I said, Lord, I want to be sweet. If I even think I crossed somebody the wrong way, for sure. I said, Lord, I don't mean that. You know, sometimes you get so much up on you. Sometimes maybe, you know, you might cut somebody off short or something. I said, Lord, I don't mean no harm like that. Some people like that, let a chip fall wherever it is. They don't care. Kind of world we living in. So, you know, and the Lord's made us, well, we're sheep. And sheep, they're very gentle and timid, and they in nature, and they're real gentle. But this is a cold world, so you got to ask the Lord to help you, because it's not a lot of sheep running around here. It's wolves, goats, and everything else. They'll eat you up. Yes, they will. And if you don't let God help you, you better get back, go with them. Y'all be two goats. Amen. Last week I had an incident that happened to me, and I've been shaking it off and ignoring and overlooking, you know, to try to respect older people and stuff. And at one time I looked over my glasses, I know I did, and I said, I ain't cuss nobody else out, nothing like that, but I just let her know. You know, I'm helping you, but I don't have to do it. And I said, Lord, help me. Because I don't really want to go that way. But sometimes devil just keep, you know, people, they think you say something. They just keep pushing them. Okay. Amen. And so I thank the Lord, he helps us. Amen. Because sometimes people, they're so bad off within themselves. Like somebody said, do you want me to put you out your misery? Not that I said that, but you know, sometimes people, they're so miserable, they want to make you miserable. You know, so I just thank the Lord for his help. I need his help. I don't know about nobody else. I need his help. I don't care how saved, sanctified, how you speak in tongues, shout around church, do flips, cartwheels, whatever you want to do. You still facing the world out here that people got spirits on and stuff, and you got to deal with it. So you need the Lord to help you, and I need the Lord to help me. Amen. So you don't get out the will of God. Amen. And I don't get out the will of God. So. And that word's down in you. You ain't going too far. Amen. You're gonna tell somebody off or do something. You fear the fear of the Lord's there. You're not going to handle it any kind of way. Amen. Okay. The last scripture is found in 15th chapter of St. John. St. John 15 and verse 3. Well, I'm going to read the 1, 2, and 3. Chapter 15 and verse 1, and I'll probably read on down to 3 or 4. Everybody got it? I am a true vine. Jesus saying he's a true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purge it. He purge it so you can bring forth more fruit, that it may bring forth more fruit. And it said, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So God's word is a lamp to our feet. It's a light unto our path. Amen. And it's a blessing, because he leads and guides us. That's why people, they need the Holy Ghost. Some people say Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, same thing. We need the Holy Ghost today, because it comes to, that's not just have you speaking in tongues. It comes to help you to live a clean life and the right life. Amen. It comes with power. This man was, I was getting some gas the other day, and he just, I guess, abruptly, he was coming to getting to his car and his truck, and he was saying, oh, this weather is so nice. I just like this weather like it is. And I said, yeah, it is pretty nice. And then he went on to saying something. He was talking about something. And then, I don't know, he started saying how I said, yeah, we, I think we, he was saying something about, yeah, we're not satisfied Well, I said, yeah, we never satisfied. If it's too hot or too cold. He said, yeah, I think we ought to be more grateful. I said, yeah, that's the way God would have us to all to try to be more grateful, be more grateful than we are, not complaining. And he said, and he just got went on and saying, yeah, he said, I need to do better myself. And he just started talking to me and saying different things. I don't like to talk strangers that long, but he just stand there and started talking to me and stuff. You know, you have to be so careful nowadays. But he went up there just talking. Caucasian young man, he was just talking and went on and so forth and everything. And he was saying, yeah, it would just be nice if we can just do what we need to do. I said, well, that was a door open for me to let him know if you let God come in your life, when he comes in your life, he will reprove the world of sin. His spirit would come in and live on the inside of you and would lead and guide you. He said, yeah, that makes sense, you know. So I don't know. He might not even know anything about the Holy Ghost. I don't know, but I was able to tell him. I said, we can't live a righteous, clean life without the Lord. I can't. You can't. The God allow his spirit to be taken away from you and me. You will be back out there doing what you was doing, even doing worse. You just can't live this type of life without the Lord. People try to say that when you know somebody that is saved, they see somebody living a clean life, then they say, you know, they'll try to talk like they live in a clean life, but God's, until he comes in on the inside, this life is lived from the inside to the outside. It's not lived from the outside to the inside. A lot of people are like, I know Jesus, but do Jesus know them? He's the one, he's not going to make you do anything. You're going to have a desire to please the Lord. Because you're going to try, you're going to hunger, you have that hunger and thirst after you in your heart, after righteousness, you're going to try to be, to please the Lord. And when you actually get the hunger and thirst in your heart after righteousness, the Bible says you shall be filled. And you not only will you be filled, you will be fulfilled too. Amen. Though you have things you need and lack and stuff, they would not overwhelm you to the point where you're about to lose out with the Lord. But they would help fulfill you because they would show you which things to do that you can be fulfilled. Can I get an amen? So he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We're done. Thank the Lord for his word. Because without him, we can do nothing. We thank the Lord. Him giving us even things to minister and up on. Show us not enough goodness of our own. We thank the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap.